Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
Don't forget it. The slow start, but again, a big night last night against Pitt. Nice look to Boeheim, who's looking for help, and Williamson comes up with the steal, and here he goes.
Well, who is going to stop this? Would not, look, I know the numbers say that it is, but Old Dominion's not a bad loss. But Jeff Jones is a really good team. And I think that knee's okay, Dan, my expert medical opinion.
Getting fluctuated a lot during the season. They got some good minutes out of him last night against Pitt. Now Williamson for three. So a couple of dunks and a three-pointer for Williamson. Reddish, no.
Oh,
Williamson again.
This is ridiculous.
The mentality once you guys hit the postseason.
Killer skill. Killer skill.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. What a play.
Are we going to have to sanction Zion for saying killer's kill?
Look, you know, this is new level. Lance, what are you doing?
Lance, what are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Lance. Are you always wrestling?
What are you talking about?
You had like a minute to know to get ready because that clip was playing, and you were still...
You're banging the mic.
Oh, the mic was on when I dragged it on the carpet. I thought I clicked it off. That's what it was.
No.
You know, this is new Duke. What's the matter with him?
What's new Duke? Oh, the killer's Duke.
Killer's kill. That's not the Duke you guys love.
This is a Duke I could get behind.
I don't like Duke.
This is a Duke I could get behind. Killer's kill.
If we can't say Red River Shootout, we certainly can't say killer's kill.
Look, if this was a Duke that was around when I grew up, I might be a Duke fan. This is a Duke I can get behind. Killer's kill. What's your mentality? Killer's kill. That's a mentality.
Aggressive.
Well, it is. I like too it. Aggressive. In this day and age,
get that Bobby Hurley,
where
Steve
people
Wojciechowski,
are killing people,
John Shire, Chris Calloway or Caraway, whatever his name is, out of my face. Give me that Duke. Killer's kill.
Woj? I want somebody
get
slapping
Woj
the floor
out of my face. You know, you notice Reddish, Barrett, and Williamson. No, we ain't about that slapping the floor crap. Have you seen it this year? I haven't.
No.
That's why they're a shakier team defensively than ever before.
Have they tripped anybody?
They can't shoot is their problem.
Have they tripped anybody? No.
They get
tripped. Although, they got tripped. What about Jay Williams? That is unacceptable. He needs to be kicked out. You had a guy, Jay.
You had a guy did it like four times.
Yeah. Look, I was right there, and I didn't like when Grayson did it either. But that's unacceptable. What happened to Frank? What Frank Howard did to Zion? Relax. You weren't that vociferous when Grayson was doing it.
I'm sure you weren't screaming it. Did you guys see how proud were you? Rory wins the Players' Championship on St. Paddy's Day. I mean, how did you guys feel about it?
I was pretty excited.
Dell?
St. Patrick's Day is a holiday I don't care about.
Well, but Rory winning on St. Paddy's Day?
Why would I care that an Irishman won a golf tournament? Why would I care about that?
Because it's... Oh, my God. It's like the... Remember when Davis Love III was coming down the 18th and the rainbow showed up and it was his first major and it was his, they were thinking it was his dad that was overlooking.
Nope. Didn't lodge anything with
you. Don't remember this.
I might, but I don't care.
And this is the same kind of thing. Rory went out on St. Paddy's Day when everybody's going crazy and just drinking and just throwing up on each other.
That's too bad. I mean, that's great and all, but all I'm going to remember is that his former tennis fiance dunking on him all the time with her comments.
Well, she did. Remember, she took off her. She said, "I get to take off my heel. I get to wear heels now."
Yeah, that's what I'm going to remember.
Yeah, she did. She dunked on him. Freaky Deke is here. What up, Freak?
Hey, man, we got to go back to the peeing outside deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got this thing. Kids in school, so here we go. I got this chick that I deal with every now and again. And for the life of me, I don't know why I do this, but every time I leave our house in the morning, I pee in her driveway.
Thank you.
Hey, I kid you not, man. And she does have facilities in the house and all of that, and I use them. But I swear for Lord, man, as soon as I touch that driveway, I pee in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. If her neighbors have Ring cameras on their doorbells or whatever, they see me. It never fails. As soon as I touch the driveway, let me go ahead and drop this right here. I don't know why, man. I need help.
But the driveway feels not even a side of the road?
No, it's a Pavlov.
Side of the house?
In the driveway, right there in the driveway.
It seems like it's a Pavlov dog. You see her driveway and immediately you're going to have to pee.
Right.
For some reason.
Guaranteed, every morning. Every time I leave, I pee in the driveway.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Okay. I don't know what it is. It just happens.
So how off is Dell on this black-white thing? Peeing outside is a white thing.
Nah, Dale.
No. Yeah, he's off.
I learned to pee outside like at 3 years old.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
a thing.
Yeah, man.
That's a thing.
You don't want to go in the house
park.
After...
Look. You at the park with the boys. Y'all running. You hooping all day. There's not nothing out there but a tree.
Yeah.
You got to pee outside because home is a half a mile away.
Did you pee in your backyard?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody did.
Never did it.
Everybody did.
Yes.
There's a bathroom. I pee
in my backyard now.
No. Matter of fact, my parents were like, pee outside. You're dirty. Nope. Don't come in the house.
Never was a thing for me.
Yeah.
Bet.
Yeah. Maybe my buddy says maybe you're marking your turf on her driveway, Freak. Could be. All right. Could be. This is my house right here.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
So we've covered Rockets NCAA tournament with the Cougs. We have not talked about Big Ben yet. There's a story out. Dell, you want to get this? Josh Harris, who was a Steelers running back a couple of years ago, and he said that Ben fumbled on purpose late in a 2014 game. Because he wanted to spite offensive coordinator Todd Haley.
Yeah, this story, I mean, Josh Harris was tweeted about this last Monday. It just didn't really gain the traction because I guess he's Josh Harris. But Josh Harris, Steelers running back, I think it was 2014, late in the game. They're up by 10, I think, on the Browns, inside Browns territory, maybe inside the red zone. And Haley called a run, Big Ben, according to Josh Harrison, others roll their eyes because we just want to kneel and get out of here. So to spite Todd Haley, Big Ben, on what was supposed to be a running back run, puts the ball on the fullback's hip, fumbles the football, and Josh Harris jumps on it to retain possession. And Josh Harris says, when that happened, I knew what type of guy Big Ben was because he clearly did that on purpose. Josh Harris says he called the fullback in question, and the fullback said, no, that wasn't a play for me because I would have remembered because fullbacks don't get to touch the football. So you look at the play, it does look awkward, and it does look like Big Ben did something a little weird there. Ball on fullback's hip, ball hits the ground. Josh Harris jumps on it to
recover. And he said, Harris wrote, and I was a fan of Ben. I was starstruck when I first met him. It was an honor to see Big Ben. Then I saw what he was. It made it sour for me. That's why they tell you never meet your heroes.
You know, there was...
Or let Lance go on the road and scrape the microphone. Yeah.
What is going on? Just whenever I turned it on, it made a noise?
Yes.
Yes.
It just made a noise. Okay.
Because I turned it off and on. I guess I'll keep it on. But, you know, there was a rumor going around. One of the coaches on the staff at Pittsburgh, his belief, it wasn't my dad. He told my dad this. He believed that Ben would intentionally check into plays that would not work, running plays, just so they could say, see, running plays aren't work. Let's keep firing the ball. Let's keep throwing. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's treasonous. Like, why would you check into an intentionally bad play? This is the second time I'm hearing intentional sabotage with Ben Roethlisberger's name. The first time I just said, I don't buy the first one that he would check into plays that didn't work. But now all of a sudden I'm like, maybe there's more validity to that if a player says he intentionally fumbled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think this is turning into, honestly, it's turning into a bad look for Ben. The Antonio Brown stuff, or the accusations that Antonio Brown is making, this thing now. We know that Ben, behind the scenes, has had issues with Todd Haley. And your dad, what he thought of what he had done. I heard that before from you. But, you know, Ben's a Hall of Famer. I don't think there's any question about it. Is he an owner's guy and not a player's guy?
I think Ben is a Ben guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Ben is the Ben guy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's owners versus players. He's an owner's guy as long as he keeps getting paid.
Yeah. I agree. Ben is a Ben guy. Ben's going to do what Ben do, right? I mean, we saw that in the bathroom. Well, we didn't see it, but we heard about it in the bathroom.
Two-time Super Bowl winner.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a productive guy.
But he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a little edgy and maybe not the best teammate. I don't know.
Yeah, no. You know who knows his stuff? We'll talk about it on the other side. AJ Hinch. He knows how to evaluate umpires.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That is beautiful. That's next right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, let's talk about your patio.
Let's tell you about Texas Custom Patios. I was talking to Steven yesterday, as a matter of fact. He showed me, he's got videos that are out there right now where they take you through the process of the different patios that are being done. If you go to the website, texascustompatios.com, you can see not just before and after, but they're going to start to really add on the blog a lot of the process so that you see what it looks like. And you can actually see on the website, their design is so good that you'll think you're looking at an actual finished patio, but that's just their design program that they have, because they design almost like an architect would, basically. It's the same thing. So they show you exactly what your patio is going to look like. And one of the jobs that they had to come in and do was they had to work behind another company. This guy had an outdoor space, and the company said, hey, we will, we'll get you a covered space on your patio. We will, you know, get it shingled up and everything will look good. Oh, man, it was the most ranch thing I've ever seen. Texas Custom Patio had to go in behind the guy. They went with the cheaper option and they got a cheap product. Texas Custom Patios came in and they actually put together something that looked fantastic. And that's what you get. When you go to Texas Custom Patios, you're going to get what you pay for, which is one of the best patios that you're going to have in your entire neighborhood, wherever you live. They go about their business making sure that it's one big project with more of a macro look at it. They want to look at it from outside and then shrink all the way down inside to the smallest features that are top-notch, top quality, and that are done right, so that your roof, your sound system, the television, the flooring, any drainage that needs to be added in, they can get the windows taken care of, the siding. They can refresh your entire backyard if that's what you're looking for. And Texas Custom Patios did it for me. They can do the same thing for you. Make your house a home with an outdoor living space or an outdoor kitchen or a sunroom for my good friends over at Texas Custom Patios. To see the before and after on my home, to see what yours could look like as well, go to tcplance.com. That's Texas Custom Patios.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. You're on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance and Dell. Hill joins us in about 40 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. We got a lot of stuff to do, but Biscuit's been waiting, wants to talk about this U of H team. What do you say, Biscuit?
Top of the morning to you, my fellas.
Back at you.
Hey, man, before I get to my take on the cruise, man, you guys talk about this outdoor lawn and everything. Man, it reminds me of a story when I was in high school, man. We was out there in football practice, and we were way out, you know, from school, and one of the guys, Smitty Dog, talking about, hey, man, coach, I got to go. And he's like, yeah, let's go ahead, man. Let's tree over there or whatever. He said, no, he's got to go. He said, go ahead. So Smitty leaves, right, and he goes out there. But when he comes back, he's missing a sock. And the coach was like,
no. He was like,
oh, man. Ever since then, man, we called him one sock Smitty. So that reminds me, man, you know, like you say, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You gotta go, you gotta go. Gotta go, gotta
go.
You
gotta go, you gotta go.
Listen, if there was a tree in this studio, I'd pee right on it instead of going all the way to the bathroom.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't co-sign that.
That's all I need is a tree.
That's your boy.
That's all.
Go get your
boy. I don't co-sign peeing in the studio.
Well, if there was a tree, I said. Okay?
No,
I'm not opposed to peeing inside even if there's no toilet. That's all. I don't care. That's all. You gotta go.
Now we've gone too far.
Right. You never been to a bar in Gainesville, okay?
No, I guess I haven't.
My thing with the Cougars.
Go ahead.
I think the Cougars got a good draw, man. The two teams that I was afraid of were Tennessee and Texas Tech. And to get Iowa State and possibly Kentucky, I think those are good matchups for the Cougars. And as long as they stay away from teams that play zone, because I think that's their weakness, is outside shooting. But I think they can match up with Kentucky and Iowa State. You know, hopefully, pretty sure they can get by Georgia State. But Kentucky and Iowa State, those are teams I think that are good matchups for the Cougars.
Yeah, you know, the Cougs do have to get by Kentucky. A lot of people really like Kentucky, actually. I've seen them in more than a few championship games by experts. We'll see. I don't mind it so much. We saw their matchup against Michigan. They matched up well against Michigan last year. They should have won the game except for a miracle three at the end that beat them. So it wouldn't have been bad if they were the two seed. I'm okay with North Carolina. How about getting off the? No, this actually isn't a bad draw at all. Iowa State is tough, but can be beaten. Obviously, Ohio State. This is actually a pretty good draw for the Cougs. It's whether or not they can shoot straight. That's the whole thing about this basketball team. Because they can athletic with anybody. It's whether or not they're going to be able to hit shots. Because that's their downfall. When they're not hitting shots, it seems to steamroll on them, and nobody can hit shots. How about if I don't understand the committee. If Duke is the number one seed and Michigan State is the top two seed, why are they in the same bracket? And they do this.
It should
all
be the other way, right?
Right.
It should be.
They should be with Gonzaga.
Yeah, the number four, number one seed.
Well,
right.
I just don't get. I guess it has to do with location.
It's all regional stuff. Yeah.
It has to do with location as well. But if
they go regional bubble for travel purposes.
Well, I guess. But how about, you know what I've seen? I watched. I was there. In Tucson with Michigan State playing Wisconsin Green Bay. You know what? If you got to travel, you got to travel. So you have to take a further plane ride. If I'm Michigan State, give me a further out west plane ride than having to play Duke in the Elite Eight. That just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't.
Well, then be a number one seed then.
Well, you know, if you're the top two seed, though, you know, you shouldn't have to play the top one seed to get to the Final Four. I just never understood this about the tournament. If you're going to seed them and rank the teams, then put them in the correct order. Why? What's the sense of ranking them if you're going to put two ones together in the same bracket?
I'm kind of with you, but I think they just care. All they care about is the one seeds, and then it's from there, it's the geographical bubble that they try to adhere to with some of the matchups. I'm kind of with you. The one, I feel like the ones and the twos should all be seeded. You know, the snake draft, one plays eight, right. One would match up against eight, two would match up against seven, potentially.
Ask Tom Izzo if he'd rather be out west with Gonzaga or with Duke.
When I say eight, I mean the last two seed, obviously.
Right. When I say, ask Tom Izzo, because Tom Izzo commented on this. Tom Izzo is none too pleased that he's in the same, you know, he's happy, but in the tournament, blah, 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 blah. But he's like, well, how in the hell do we get Duke? How does that happen?
Sure is a lot of crying.
Yeah, why are you crying? Just win, Tom.
Win.
Well, according to CBS Sports, here were the teams ranked according to the 1 through 68. Virginia Gonzaga was the 2 overall. Duke was 3. Carolina was 4. Tennessee 5. Kentucky 6. Michigan State 7. So if you're the...
Wait.
According to CBS, they ranked the...
CBS was considered a number one.
I thought that the committee ranked Duke number one.
They did.
Then why did I thought they didn't see them as a number one overall?
I read that just yesterday that they were considered the number one team.
I thought I saw that they weren't the number one overall seed. Well, maybe I saw it wrong.
Yeah, I think you may have seen it wrong.
Yeah, I don't. I thought Duke was the number one overall seed. Anyway.
Yeah, Duke picked his overall top seed in March Madness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyway, whatever the case may be, Cougs got a nice draw. They did. They've got a chance to do something special. Now they just got to shoot straight. That's all they got to do. 713-780-3776. If you've got thoughts on the tournament and you want to get in on it, you're more than welcome. Any little tidbits that you'd like to share with everybody, you're more than welcome to do that.
But nothing made up.
Hey, Jay Hinch, we never got to it. Let's get to it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
They say I need some Rogaine to put in my head.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Yeah, the official ranking has Michigan State 6th. Even still, they shouldn't be with Duke. They should be with North Carolina. Michigan should be with Duke. Kentucky should be with Virginia. Michigan State should be with North Carolina, and Tennessee was the 5th seed, should be with Gonzaga. That's the way you would think it would go, especially with the top seeds. I could see after that you look at location, but the top 8 seeds, you would think that they would rank them and then put them appropriately in the NCAA tournament. Michigan State was actually the 6th, not the 5th seed, but they still got screwed by getting Duke. They still get screwed in that way. Houston actually should be with Michigan State and Gonzaga. Of all of the top seeds, which bracket would you want to be in?
I would say Does that click?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it does every time.
Yeah, I think you should turn it off before the break ends. But
no, I think I have to keep
turn
it on
before
or
the break
ends. Turn it on before. Ends. You know when we come back and you hear the bench, it probably should then, be on about that
that's,
time.
That's a fair point.
Okay. Just saying. Which of all, Dell, which one would you want to be with?
I don't like Tennessee as a two. I'm not sure. It's probably recency bias. I saw their two best players not particularly play well against Auburn. For whatever reason, Auburn's their kryptonite. If I'm the one with Tennessee as my two,
yeah,
I feel like I would like that.
No. Which one would you want to be in? What bracket?
Ooh, I'm going Gonzaga.
I'm not.
See, who's seen much of Gonzaga? I know they've had a couple losses, but they did beat Duke earlier in the year. Early. It was like that tournament in Hawaii.
I'm going Virginia.
I think we're gonna.
Oh man, they're battle tested in that conference.
True, but
they're just not.
Is there a night where the way they play defense won't be enough because they stop scoring?
That's it.
They're like the Cougs in that they can just shut down offensively.
You think about their losses. One was to Florida State, who's uber athletic. They lost to Duke twice, who's very athletic. I don't know if they're going to see that type of athleticism early.
They got their ass handed to them by Florida State in the tournament.
That's what I said. That's another really athletic ball club. But I don't see them going out early this year only because of everything that happened last year. But if I had to pick a number one seed to go take out, it'd probably be Virginia. I don't think there's a lot of NBA talent on that roster. They're coached really well.
They're just so disciplined.
Yeah, and sometimes that doesn't matter.
No,
depending on the talent
and more athletic team can take care of business. And I think that's the one that by the way, last year counts.
I'm sure they're thinking about it, but I think that might be a benefit to them, unless the pressure gets to them.
Yeah.
I don't see them as a Final Four team.
No. No, I don't see them as a Final Four team either. I really don't. I think that they're going to get knocked off. That's the one that I would want to be with, is with Virginia. Gonzaga, now hey, St. Mary's took care of them this week. Although, we all know how good Gonzaga is and can be, but hey, St. Mary's took care of that business.
Yeah, and they did it against the potential first pick of the draft, Rui Hachimura.
Well, according to Jeff.
Jeff had him ahead of Zion.
Yeah.
Zion missed since coming back from his injury yet? Has he missed?
He missed
yet?
In the last two games. They're not missing the first one.
I was just checking. Yeah. So, I was just checking if he missed.
No, but see, and Zion, I think, proved. And I think AJ made a pretty good point. You know, if you look at Blake Griffin and then you look at the rest of the draft, you look at those big guys like that. You need more skilled players. I get that, and there were plenty of skilled players in those drafts. But what Zion, the difference between Duke with and without Zion?
They're mortal. They're clearly mortal. I mean, not that North Carolina didn't push them with Zion, but they are very mortal without him. And apparently North Carolina may be, if they see him again, may be their toughest competition. I mean, Gonzaga beat him early, but you could tell. Reddish and Barrett are clearly a step below. It's just the physical nature of Zion that no one can match. I mean, he's not a great outside shooter, but it doesn't matter. He keeps balls alive even when he's not grabbing rebounds. He's a threat on the defensive end, whether it be blocks or steals.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a force that no one can deal with.
I don't. You know what? So one of the segments we're doing for Path to the Draft today at the very end is, and you can watch it, I think 5 to 6 p.m. Central Time. One of the topics we're doing is, they said, hey, just for fun, let's talk about Zion Williamson. If he was an NFL, if he were to enter the NFL draft and yada, yada, yada. And I was thinking about this. The one thing that does, and this is going to sound strange, I want to see if you guys agree with this or not. I don't feel like, I'm not saying he doesn't do this ever. I don't feel like he imposes his will physically as much as he could. I feel like he could. I feel like sometimes he's the generation of, you do a lot of work from the perimeter. There are times where I don't see him as physical as I think he should be, because clearly if that clicked in where he wanted to bully you around like Shaq used to do, he could just completely brutalize people.
Man, like Giannis did last night?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
50 deuce.
Man, he just said, watch that. I don't care. I'm holy crap.
He's got some plays like that.
Let's not forget, he is young. We'll see if he does do a little bit more of that, if, you know, just bullying his way.
I want to see him just realize, wait a minute, I'm substantially bigger than everybody else.
Yeah.
And I think the spacing in the NBA will help him. Duke, for whatever reason, is not a good outside shooting team, which obviously will relegate spacing to kind of be null and void. But in the NBA, you put shooters around him where you can't simply collapse on him. You mentioned Giannis yesterday. Ben Simmons is a pretty big dude. Big point guard, certainly. Yeah. Giannis was like, I'm just going to back you down, dunk on you.
Yeah,
he's done that multiple times to Ben Simmons. Particularly, he did it late in the game when they're trying to get back in it. Philly had a nice win last night. Can he be a Giannis type? Giannis wasn't great early, but he's certainly developed. He's probably more developed offensively than Giannis was early, and I think he will be early in his career. I think shooting out spacing will help him quite a bit in the NBA. Are you Robert Kraft in a rubbin'?
What are you doing?
Why are you breathing so
Lance,
hard?
Lance, what are you doing?
No, it's not. So y'all think that's me. This is whatever it is in the background. It's definitely not. No, it's not me. I got this thing far away from my mouth. It's whatever you're hearing in the background.
No, it's really you.
There's no Robert Kraft going
on. It really is.
Are you sure it's not? Because usually it's John breathing into it.
Not today, it's not.
No, it's not. It's.
Look, I'm keeping it away from my mouth. Look.
It doesn't matter. The mic's probably not conducive to a two-hour radio show like the ones in here, where this one picks up everything. No matter what you do, we can hear it.
I'm enjoying it. Listen, I'm enjoying it.
What are y'all hearing? You're not hearing anything.
There's a car outside.
Every time you're not
you don't,
anything,
when you don't speak, when you don't speak, we can hear you.
I'm really enjoying it. Just don't tell them, because it's awesome.
What are you hearing?
You're breathing.
No, you don't.
Like you have.
Listen, that's the water in the.
We hear the rattling in your chest. Like you've got, I don't know, consumption or something.
Look, okay. I'm going to hold my breath for 1 minute. Tell me if you hear it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know you've got that capability. You're probably just going to
pass
out.
While you're holding your breath, I'm going to talk about A.J. Hinch.
Do you hear it?
No.
No, we
heard
don't.
It a while ago.
No, we can't hear you.
No, we can't hear you.
It must be the whatever's outside.
No, it's that.
It wasn't me for sure. I just proved it.
Okay. No, there was no sound when you were holding your breath. You just proved it.
I'm telling you, I can't breathe out of my nose. I think I'm dying.
I don't know. I think I'd almost rather have Tim Donaghy reffing a game than have Angel Hernandez behind the plate.
Are we going to play? Let's just play AJ's clip, because the way AJ does it, he just dadded the crap out of him. Because, you know, AJ will just tell you, you know, Angel, I'm not mad at you. I'm just really disappointed.
He really did dad him. There's no question about that. The problem with this is that, you know, he disrespected him a little bit. And I'm afraid that, you know, the kid might come back with some kind of weapon.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
He really did, and it's going to come back to bite AJ in the regular season, because Angel Hernandez is going to get rock as opposed to Scott Foster, who the NBA can't ever put on a Rockets game again. AJ Hinch is going to have to face Angel Hernandez, and he'll have hell to pay for. So here's AJ talking about Angel Hernandez.
It's a little bit of a carryover from a conversation last week, where I know Angel gets really frustrated when guys question him in balls and strikes. He told me he gets 4 wrong a game, so I've kept that in mind. And today, I thought he was a little unfair at Forrest, including the at-bat where Bader's walking off the field, Stubbs is walking off the field, he calls it a ball, and he continues, and it cost Forrest a few pitches. In between innings, I brought him over and had a calm conversation with him and said, we have technology to help you get better that these pitches are strikes. And he had a kind of arrogant attitude about it and didn't want to hear it. And so as he walked off, started the inning, called a bad pitch on George to start, probably despite me, and off we go. So when we get out there, the fact he wanted to throw me out in a spring training game is pretty ridiculous. he's known for you know, overreaction a little bit, and obviously he's, I mean, when you argue balls and strikes, you get thrown out. I get it. As it escalated, he said some condescending things that are inappropriate, unprofessional. I'll leave it at that, and we'll move to the next game. So we'll figure it out. We'll let the league know. Both of us will.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I don't think he was out of order. I don't think that he was.
He drops. Hey, man. Well, let me wait for Lance to stop breathing. Hey, man.
I'm still breathing. What are you?
Yes. Oh my God! During
the AJ clip.
During the
we
AJ
heard
clip.
You.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. You should listen to the show back. Now he goes, look. Hey, Angel. Man, there's some technology out here that could help you.
Oh, that is a little disrespect. That is.
Oh, whoa. So he told me he misses four games. So I kept that in mind.
Well.
That's your first sign that he was getting ready to load up.
We didn't hear it, but AJ did say, I think you hit your limit already. Did you hit your four?
Four? I thought you had it at eight. Or
yeah.
More.
Yeah, four. You're underestimating your crappiness there, Angel. No, listen, AJ is so understated with his insults. It's awesome. But again, and Angel Hernandez is such a He is the worst. He is, to me, at the all-time worst ump ref ever, because he's so pitiful and he doesn't get it. He had to sue Major League Baseball last year because he never gets postseason games, and he said it was racial.
What?
Yes. And so they had to put him on games. And one of the headlines last year was, how will Angel Hernandez affect this postseason and this series? If you're even thinking that an umpire is so bad that he is going to make a call that will affect the outcome of a series, then that guy can't be there. But they were forced to put him in because he sued, because he never gets postseason. When it's based on merit, You deserve postseason umpiring positions because you're good at your job. He was never good enough to be in the postseason, so he had to sue. What a terrible! I mean, that this is a lifetime position. If you're really, really bad, it should be relegation. If you're one of the worst umpires, you get moved down, and umpires from AAA get moved up. Angel Hernandez would never be back in the major leagues if that was the case. He would never be a major league manager. But because you get a lifetime Supreme Court justice position as an umpire in Major League Baseball, he has been there forever, and he's terrible. And the Astros are going to pay for it. If you think this guy isn't vengeful, you're wrong. He is petty and vengeful and terrible.
Wait, who thinks that he's not vengeful?
Oh,
what do you mean, if you think that? Sign no Astros fans. We all know what he is.
Yeah. No, he is. Joe West, same way. Same freaking thing. Only not as bad as Angel. Angel is the worst umpire / referee we've ever seen. And again, I would rather have Tim Donaghy, knowing that he bet on one of the sides, just hoping I had that side. And because at least he's not incompetent. He's just a scumbag. I'd rather have a scumbag than an incompetent. Yes.
I'd rather have a scumbag.
Right. At least I would know early on which side Donaghy had, and then there's live betting that you can take advantage. With Angel Hernandez, you have no idea. He's just so incompetent, you have no idea which side he has.
Wait, did you just say that it's okay because you could make money off of the scumbag?
Yes.
I was just making sure.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, at least the scumbag is probably good enough to affect the game.
Yes.
Purposefully.
He did.
Yeah, Angel Hernandez isn't good. If you put Angel Hernandez in that Kings series against the Lakers, you wouldn't know who would win, no matter what side he was taking.
No, you have no idea. Oh, there's another bad. That's just another bad call. He doesn't mean to hurt anybody. He's just too stupid.
No.
You insulted him
a little bit.
You got
a little out of order yourself.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-37.
I just went like this. That's all I did. I literally just went like this.
What the hell?
Oh my god.
What? What was it this time?
No, you went. That's what you did.
You know what? I'm sorry that my nasal. I'm sorry that my sinuses are not great right now. The changes in weather have really done a number on me.
Let me ask you guys this question. Do you think it was a smart idea to shoot the head of the Gambino crime family 10 times in his driveway? Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea if you're a 24-year-old that was going out with his niece and not another mafia member?
That's a real thing?
Yeah, that really happened. This is the first mob boss since Paul Castellano in 1985 that has been murdered.
Wow.
First boss of a family. Yeah. Francesco Cali. Did you see his house, this scene? Holy crap. You want to talk about an Italian? He's got the Italian statues outside. And yeah, you can tell this is a mob boss's house. The kid is going out with his niece. I don't know if he was pissed off, if maybe Callie didn't like the relationship or whatever. He hit a car outside of Callie's house. So Callie came out of the house, and then he shot him 10 times right there. Then he left the car. There was he left a fingerprint of from a license plate there at the scene. And then he left the car that hit the other car, and his car was actually videotaped being in the neighborhood at the time. And he left the car in front of his parents' house, and the cops said, you know, this went from being a mob hit into one of the dumbest murders that anyone can remember.
Oh, man.
How long does this kid last in prison, or even before? I don't even know if he gets a trial.
Oh, I don't think
he gets the trial.
I think they just say, just let him walk the streets. It'll be over soon.
That's the best way to solve this. Put him in Brooklyn and without a phone or car or anything and see how long he lasts.
That sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, they might make a movie out of this kid. Can you be dumber? Is there a dumber hit ever?
And he knew what was going on?
He knew that he was the mob boss. I mean,
that's not good.
Yeah, and he shot him 10. They went, it was 10 times and maybe a little overkill. I guess you could see that of a mob boss getting hit. I guess, but 10 times seems to be a bit much. Shooting him 10 times. But I guess the kid is just too dumb to be alive anyway.
Wow, you're a little out of line.
No,
you're a little disrespectful.
That's
yourself.
Not a little disrespectful. Is that the dumbest kid ever to knock off a mob boss?
It's not great
because of his niece. Listen, I don't know. I mean, I know she's a nice Italian girl, but come on, is it worth dying over?
No,
apparently it is.
No,
and don't forget, Angel. That's right. There was in the postseason, Angel had 3 calls overturned. They had to go look at, and it was like, oh, Angel Hernandez again. But thank God for instant replay, because instant replay was able to overturn Angel Hernandez's calls. This is why instant replay is so awesome, because of Angel Hernandez. They had to overturn, and he was just like, his head down. Oh, crap, I missed a call again. Yeah, Angel, you missed a call again. It's your life. It's what you do.
Angel just stinks.
The worst. The worst. And now, when he... Listen, if he's behind the plate for an Astros game this year, guess which side I'm going. I hate to bet against my guys, but guess what? Angel Hernandez behind the plate for an Astros game. lock. A lock. The other team wins. A lock. That's how petty and terrible. Of course, he'll. I think he'll forget at some point who he hates. That's on.
Do you think so?
I think it's on the board. He's so stupid. He's so terrible. 713-780-3776 hitting the top of the hour. Are you staying or are you going? What are you doing?
Well, I'll stick around until my breathing, my sinuses give out. No, Raheel, we got to see if Raheel gets in.
Yeah, Raheel's not here yet.
Apparently, you guys can hear. Apparently, this has been an issue the entire time, my breathing and my sinuses.
Well, do you want to see all the tweets about it?
Yeah, you should hang around.
I don't want to see any of the tweets about it.
You should hang around for the top of the hour recap.
Yo, Darth Zerline, back off
don't
the breathing.
Don't play anything on a recap.
You should hang around for the top of the hour recap because it features your breathing heavily, by the way.
Well, you'll be able to hear it, Lance. So stick around. That's next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money